morning, everyone. Good to be here.
早上好，很高兴在这。
Just a few announcements. Number one, I now have glasses, so I might do this. You know, I can read now.
有几个宣布，我现在需要戴眼镜了。
So if you see me put these on, don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed.
如果你看见我戴眼镜，不要觉得惊讶。
Friday was my birthday.
星期五是我的生日。
So I'm so happy to be with you. This is where I want to be with you guys.
很高兴今天和你们在一起。
I'm 47, born in 1977.
七零后，77年出生的，今年47岁。
我属龙，龙。I'm a, yeah. So this is a good year.
我属龙。
Yeah. And number three, I want to wish you guys Happy New Year. Happy New Year coming.
我愿祝愿大家中国新年快乐。
I hope you have a good time celebrating together. I hope you eat a lot of good food.
希望你们一起能够很好的庆祝，吃美味的食物。
Maybe it's weird for you to be in America.
也许对于你们来说，在美国很奇怪，过春节。
But I hope you can find some good friends to be together with and celebrate with.
希望你们能够有跟好的朋友一起来庆祝中国新年。
So great to be with you. My family's here today, so they're happy to be here.
我的家人今天也在这里。
They keep getting taller. They keep getting taller.
他们孩子们越长越高。
So my daughter Maggie, say hello. She's a senior in high school. She's graduating.
我的女儿现在十二年级，马上要高中毕业了。
So she's thinking about what she wants to study. Yeah, I won't say what she wants to study. She's very much interested in different cultures and different things. So.
她在想她以后要学什么。她对各种文化都很感兴趣。
So, yeah, maybe study a little Chinese at UB. If she does study at Chinese at UB, maybe you can be a tutor for her. You can help her learn some Chinese.
她可能在 UB 会学中文。也许你们中间的一些人可以做她的中文老师。
Yeah, but no pressure. Maggie, take your time, whatever you want.
没有压力啊，他说。Yeah. Maggie 说没有压力，你自己好好的想一下想做什么。
So today we'll continue studying in the book of First Peter.
今天我们继续学习彼得前书。
And we'll be in chapter 5.
第五章。
Before I get there, I want to tell you more stories about my backyard. I've been telling you many stories about my backyard.
我想再跟你们讲一下关于我的后院的故事。
Over the last 2 years, we've been doing a lot of work in our backyard.
过去两年，我们在我的后院里做了很多的工程。
Actually, I think Ding, you've been doing a lot of yard work also.
徐定弟兄也在后院做很多工作。
Many Americans, many people in this area like to do yard work, right?
我们这个地方的很多人都很喜欢做在院子里面做工做工程。
But we built a new deck. We built a new fence.
我们做了一个新的围篱，还做了一个新的露台。
And one of the last things we did is we planted trees or transplanted new trees.
我们还移植了一些新的树。
And so here they are. These are the three in the middle. That's
这里有三棵我们种的新的树。
And these are we call them slender sweet gum trees.I don't know how to say that in Chinese, but
我也不知道怎么翻译，就是那种很娇嫩的小树。
But when we first transplanted them, they were quite healthy.
我们刚刚开始移植的时候，他们看起来很健康。
You know, when you transplant a tree, it's a lot of shock to the tree. It's a difficult environment for the tree.
你移植树的时候，对树来说是一种很有压力挑战的环境。
So you have to keep a healthy environment for that tree to help it survive.
你要给它创造健康的环境，去让它能够生存下来。
So one of the things that we did with our trees is we did a lot of work to water them. You have to make sure you're watering the trees well.
要给它浇水。
But you don't want to water them too much.
但是不能浇太多。
Well, last summer, I don't know if you remember, it was a very wet summer. There was lots of rain.
你们记得吗？去年夏天下了很多雨。
So usually my wife would be the one who waters the trees.
通常我的妻子会给树浇水。
But she was running errands. She was out buying things, and she said, "Oh, Jason, can you remember to water the trees?"
然后她要出门办事，然后她就跟我说 ，Jason， 你记得去给树浇水。
Well, I did a very good job, but I did too good of a job.
她说我完成的很好，但是做的太好了，好过头了。
So I watered the trees, and then about 2 days later, we noticed something.
然后浇水以后呢，过了两天就注意到树有点不对劲儿。
That's just 2 days.
只是两天以后。
And then we're like, oh no, oh no.
后来看完了，糟糕。
And then like 10 days later.
然后过了十天。
The leaves all dried up.
都叶子都干了。
And we communicated with the nursery, the tree nursery where we bought them, and they.
我们跟苗圃的人讨论以后。
And they said, I think you killed the tree.
他们说你可能把这个树给杀死了。
It turns out that we drowned the tree.
把它淹死了。
So we're like, I've never heard. I did not know you can drown a tree, really?
我从来都不知道可以把树给淹死。
And so, luckily, thank God, we had a warranty on the tree.
很感恩的是买树的时候我们有保障。
And we took that tree out and put in a new one. So we.
然后就把那个死了树拔出来，就种了一棵新的。
But they said.That's it. No more new trees. That's it.
他们说就只能这样，只能换一次，不能给你新的树了。
So we're praying for these trees, praying that they would live.
我们就祷告，我们这个树能够好好的长。
Well, I think, you know, it's difficult to transplant trees.
移植树很难。
And I think in the same way, it can be difficult to have healthy churches.
同样的，有健康的教会也很难。
In a lot of ways, churches take a lot of care and attention for them to be healthy.
要花很多的功夫去照顾教会，让教会成为一个健康的教会。
And sometimes there can be lots of pressure on our churches.
教会里面有时候会有很多的压力。
Pressure from the outside.
来自外部的压力。
Pressure from the inside.
内部的压力。矛盾。
So yeah, exactly. So yeah, conflict, right? And so yeah, it can be difficult for churches to be healthy.
对，让教会成为一个健康的教会不容易。
And so what's interesting is that this is what Peter talks about as he's closing this letter.
彼得在写到这封书信的尾声的时候，他就在讲提到健康的教会是什么样的。
And I think as we come to this passage, I think there's some good things for us to learn about what a healthy church looks like.
我们读这段经文的时候，我们要学到健康的教会应该是怎么样的。
And so the main idea I think of this passage is this: is that Jesus Christ, our Shepherd, gives us the example and resources to be a healthy church.
那么中心思想就是我们的牧者耶稣基督为我们提供了健康教会的榜样和源头。
And so that's my prayer for us today: is that.Our love for Jesus would help us to continue to grow to be a healthy church.
我的祷告就是我们对耶稣基督的爱能够帮助我们成为健康的教会。
So a little bit of the background here in 1 Peter.
彼得前书的背景。
So this is a group of scattered believers. Many of them are Gentile believers.
他们是一群分散的信徒，他们是外邦人。
They're being persecuted for their faith.
他们因为他们的信仰而被迫害。
They've come to faith in Christ by placing their faith in Jesus Christ and what He's done for them on the cross.
他把他们因为信靠耶稣基督，然后他们信仰主。
It talks about in chapter 1 that they've been born again.
他们在第一章说他们重生。
Yeah, and so as we come to chapter 5, we see Peter talking aboutmarks of a healthy church.
我们读第五章的时候看见彼得说这个健康教会的特征。
And how they can be healthy in the midst of a difficult environment where they're suffering.
在困难的环境中在他们遇到苦难的时候如何成为健康的教会。
And so as we go through this passage, I just wanted to look at some truths that talk about what a healthy church looks like. And the first truth,
我们读这段经文的时候，我们会学到几个真理。第一个真理
is this: seek to develop a plurality of leaders.
努力培养多名领导者。
So there's handout sheets you can follow with me if you'd like. So healthy churches have a plurality of leaders.
健康的教会有多名的领导者。
And specifically, the word used here is elder in verse 1.
看见第一节里有长老这个词。
Yeah. And what's interesting is that it says 长老 here, but in the English it says elders. It's plural, not just one.
有趣的是在这里是长老，但是在英文里面是个复数，是。
Yeah. And so Peter is writing to this church that is in more than one location, but in each location there's more than one elder or leader of the church.
彼得写信给不止一个教会，在每个教会里都有多个长老。
Yeah, and so we even see this with the Apostle Paul in the book of Acts.
在使徒行传二十章十七节，保罗从米利都打发人往以弗所去，请教会的长老来。
Right, it says, now from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church to come to him. Again, the English indicates here plural. It's not just one, but it's multiple.
那英语是复数，不是一个长老，是多个长老。
Also, here Paul in Titus says, this is why I left you in Crete, so that you might put what remained into order and appoint elders in every town where, as I directed you.
在提多书一章五节说啊，我从前留你在克里特岛，是要你办好没有办完的事，并且照我所吩咐的，在各城设立长老。
And so we see even from the beginning of the church, a situation where it's not just one leader that rules over everyone, a group of leaders.
我们看见这个情形，就是在教会最初始的时候，都是一群长老，而不是一个长老去领导教会。
And so there's the question of why?
为什么？为什么我们需要多名领导者呢？
I guess we can say because God says so, but
可以说因为神说的。
But I think there's wisdom in multiple leaders, and I think
在多名领导者里面会有智慧。
And so the first one has to do with balance, I think, balance.
So 第一个是平衡。
Yeah, it's specifically when it comes to spiritual gifts.
是属灵恩赐方面的平衡。
So I think generally elders are teachers, they teach and they give leadership.
那长老是老师，他们提供领导力。
They oversee the congregation.
他们监督会众。
But as we know, each person is going to be different and gifted differently.
每个人都有不同的恩赐，每个人都不一样。
Maybe one of them is a very good teacher.
也许有一个人是很好的教师。
Whereas another one is very gifted in finances and details.
很注重细节，在理财方面很有恩赐。
So when you have multiple elders, they bring balance.
你有多个长老的时候呢，就会有平衡。
A second one is they bring protection.
第二条呢是有保护，带来保护。
Specifically, protection against two things. The first one is exhaustion or burnout. We can say burnout.
主要有两件事，第一件是疲惫。
Moses' father-in-law said to him, "What are you doing? It's not good. You and the people with you will certainly wear yourselves out. For the thing is too heavy for you. You are not able to do it alone."
在出埃及记十八章十七到十八节说，摩西的岳父说，你这做得不好，你和这些百姓必都疲惫，因为这事太重，你独自一人办理不了。
So this is the story of Moses, and he's kind of the people are coming to Moses with all these questions.
这是摩西的故事，所有的人都来找他，有问题。
And Moses' 岳父 says, "That's not good."
摩西的岳父说这不好。
And it's too heavy for you.
对你来说太沉重了。
And you're not able to do it alone.
你自己一个人做不了。
So when you have multiple leaders, it protects the leaders from burnout.
当你有多个领导的时候呢，那个就不可以保护领导，他们不会太疲惫。
The second thing that it protects is from pride.
那第二件事情呢，就是避免骄傲。
This is in 1 Timothy 1:6. He must not be a recent convert, or he may become puffed up with conceit and fall into the condemnation of the devil.
所以提摩太前书一章六节说，初入教的不可做监督，恐怕他自高自大，就落在魔鬼所受的刑罚里。
So when there's multiple leaders, they can work together and protect each other from pride.
那有多个领导的时候呢，那么他们就可以互相保护，就避免有人会骄傲。
Yeah. Someone needs to say no. Or say, yeah, I don't know, but they can balance each other, protect each other from pride.
有的人总是喜欢说 no, 那么有多个领导的时候，他们就可以互相保护。
Yeah, and then lastly, a plurality of leaders brings wisdom.
有多个领导的时候可以提供智慧。
Especially in decision making.
是做决策的时候的智慧。
What does it say here in Proverbs? Where there is no guidance, a people falls, but in abundance of counselors, there is safety.
箴言十一章十四节说，无智谋，民就败落；谋士多，人便安居。
So I know that I've been in situations, I'm very thankful that I can lead with other people because they have a perspective that I don't. And we can make better decisions together.
我很感恩在一些情况，我可以和别人一起共同服侍，然后别人可以提供我没有的。
Now these are definitely benefits.
这些肯定是优点。
Now I'm sure they can potentially create challenges too, because you'll have differing ideas. But I think it's overall the benefits are very good.
可能也会有挑战，但是我觉得总体来说呢，优点比缺点多。
And so the application question I have here is, how can you pray for your leaders this week in this church, or pray for the leadership of this church?
那应用问题就是，这周我如何为我的教会领导者祷告呢？
Yeah, so this is something just to continue to pray for, continue to pray for God to raise up leaders for our church.
这是必须是我们要持续为之祷告的，祷告神为我们教会的领导者们的成长。
Yeah, so number one, seek to develop a plurality of leaders. Number one.
第一个是要努力的培养多名领导者。
Well, as the passage continues, we learn a second truth, and it's found in verses 2-4.
那我们继续读经文的时候，在第二到第四节，我们学到第二个真理。
Seek to develop faithful leaders.
要努力培养忠实的领导者。
Healthy churches have faithful leaders.
健康的教会有忠实的领导者。
So it's interesting, like the words that are used here in verses 1 and 2, there's three words used. In verse 1, it's elders.
在这里有三个词，在第一节是长老。
Yeah. Verse 2, it says here, like shepherd.
第二节说牧养。
And then in the third verse, it's like overseer.
然后是照管。
Yeah. And so there's different words, right?
有不同的词。
Does that mean there needs to be three different positions?
你觉得这三个词是三个不同的职位吗？
No, it's three words describing the same position, one position.
不是的，excuse me. 所以三个词是描述同样的职位。
Right, and so this is also seen with Paul in the book of Acts, where he goes here in verse 17. Now from Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church to him. So he uses the word elders, number one.
所以《使徒行传》二十章十七。节说保罗从米利都打发人前往以弗所去，请教会的长老来找长老。
Yeah, right. And then in verse 28, he uses the other two. He says, "Pay careful attention to yourself and to all the flock." So this is like shepherding, in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers for the care of the church, which He has obtained with His own blood.
所以二十八节说，圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己的血所买来的。
So there are three words describing the same position.
用三个词不同的词来描述同一个职位。
So elders has the idea of maturity.
长老是成熟的标志。
So oftentimes these are older men, older people.
通常是年长的人，弟兄，年长的弟兄。
Although sometimes older people are not mature.
有时候年长的人也不一定成熟。
And sometimes younger people can be mature.
有时候年轻的人会很成熟。
But it's really talking the idea of maturity, especially spiritual maturity.
主要说的是成熟，属灵方面的成熟。
Yeah, the other word is like bishop or overseer. Overseer, is that?
另一个词是照管或者是监督。
And so they oversee the congregation, kind of watch it and oversee it.
他们对会众有监督的职责。
And then the last one is shepherd. They care for the congregation.
最后一个是牧养，他们对会众有照顾的角色。
This week I've been studying about something interesting. Do you know what a matador is?
这个星期我学了很多一个有趣的事。你们知道什么是斗牛士吗？
Or we call them a bullfighter.
斗牛士。
Have you ever seen a video of a bullfighter?
你们见过斗牛的视频吗？
Or seen a picture of them?
或者是照片？
Yeah, this is a picture.
这就是那个斗牛士的照片，斗牛的场景的照片。
So especially in Spanish-speaking countries, Spain, they are like celebrities.
在说西班牙语的国家，像西班牙，他们这个斗牛士就像那个明星一样。
They're like pop stars.
像明星。
And, you know, the word matador comes from Latin, and it means to subdue or kill.
Matador 这个词来源于拉丁语，它意思是要制服或者是杀死。
So, a matador is a killer.
所以那个斗牛士呢，他是一个杀手。
And so you can see from this picture, he has really beautiful clothing.
你看这个图里面，他穿着很漂亮的衣服。
Matadors are very handsome. He's a very handsome guy.
斗牛士一般都是帅哥。
They use this red cape, right? They use the red cape to trick the bull.
他们用这个红色的披肩去激怒那个公牛。
And what they do is they slowly but surely start to stab the bull.In the back.
他们要慢慢的，然后但是很坚定的用那个他的剑去刺这个牛。
And the bull starts bleeding.
然后牛就流出血。
Until the end, where they bring out a big sword.
最后他们就拿出很大的剑。
And they kill the bull.
就把这个公牛杀死了。
And everyone in the arena is watching.
然后每个人在斗牛场的每个观众都在看。
So, the famous writer Ernest Hemingway,
连著名的作家海明威,
he said he wanted to be a matador. He's like, I want to be a matador.
他曾经说过他想做一个斗牛士。
But my point is, these matadors that we see here would make terrible shepherds.
我想说的是，这些斗牛士呢，他们可能会是很糟糕的牧者。
Sheep need the touch of a gentle staff. A shepherd carries a staff, and they need a gentle touch of the staff.
羊群需要那个牧杖的轻柔的触碰。
They don't need the sharp point of a sword.
他们不需要尖利的剑。
They need to be led, not driven.
他们需要被带领，而不是被驱赶。
They need to be comforted, not agitated.
他们要被安慰，而不是被惊扰。
Friends, matadors are not fit to be shepherds.
朋友们，斗牛士不适合做牧者。
So sometimes you'll find people that want to be leaders in church. They're in it for wealth.Power and fame.
你有时候教会里他的领导者他追求名声金钱和权力。
And so the Bible doesn't give us this kind of example. Instead, it gives us the example of a shepherd.
圣经不给我们这样的榜样，他给我们的榜样是一个牧者。
Yeah. And so even if we look in the New Testament in 1 Timothy and Titus, there's kind of a list of what elders look like.
在那个圣经里面，关于这个牧者，一个长老，他们是什么样的？
Yeah. Is masculine terms. It's really looking what men in the congregation look like.
是有一些阳刚的词汇，就弟兄，会众里的弟兄应该是怎么样的？
They're really godly husbands and fathers.
他们是敬虔的丈夫和父亲。
They're good teachers. They teach the Bible.
他们是好的教师，会教神的话语。
And they have very good character.
他们有良好的品格。
So it's a wonderful calling. It's a high calling.
是一个美好的呼召。
And so as we come back here to 1 Peter, we're going to learn some things about faithful leaders.
我们回到彼得前书，我们会学关于忠实领导者的几个要点。
And I think faithful leaders have a healthy understanding of these things. The first thing that is calling.
健康的领导者对这些事情有健康的理解。第一个是对呼召有健康的理解。
Yeah, what does it say here in verse 2? Shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly as God would have you.
第二节说是要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神的旨意管教他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
Right. Yeah. Specifically looking here, an elder has a sense of calling that they're doing it for God. God is calling them to do this.
长老他的呼召是出于神的，是神呼召他们做这件事情的。
They don't do it because they feel guilty, and they'll do it because they feel guilty.Or they feel other weird motivations, but it's a sense of calling that God is calling them to do this.
他们不是因为负疚感或者其他奇怪的情感去做，是因为神呼召他们而做。
Yeah, so calling, a sense of calling.
所以呼召。
The second one is a healthy understanding of motivation.
然后第二个是对动力有健康的理解。
Yeah, what does it say here? Not out of You can read that in Chinese here.
不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
Yeah, not for shameful gain, but eagerly. Again, you don't want people leading churches that are looking to make money out of the position.
不是因为那个人想在这儿去为金钱而做这件事。
Maybe in our church that sounds crazy because no one is getting rich leading this church, right?
我们这里可能听起来很疯狂，我们这教会的领导者没有谁是什么在暴富。
Yeah, but here Peter's warning against this. And even in the church today, in America or other places, there's pastors that can become quite wealthy from speaking and writing books.
彼得在这警告我们，就在美国有其他的教会，有的教会的领导者他写书啊什么的，然后有很多金钱上的收益。
So, you know, some speakers won't come and speak unless you give them $10,000 speaking fee.
有些人他不愿意来讲道，除非你给他上万的那个讲道费。
And so Peter is warning, don't do it for money. But do it eagerly, right?
彼得在警告我们不要为金钱而做，而是为了你的那个信仰。
And the third one here is power, a healthy understanding of power.
要有对那个智慧，权力，权力。
Yeah,
verse. 权力有一个健康的理解。
Yeah, verse 3, it's not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock.
第三节说，也不是辖子所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
You see this all throughout the Bible.
你在整个圣经里都可以看到。
You see it with Moses in his humility.
摩西和他的谦卑。
You see bad examples of the disciples following Jesus. They said, "Make Jesus, make me at your right hand and your left hand."
你看见有门徒里面有坏的榜样，那个门徒说，让我做你的右手。
And so, and Jesus says, "Oh no, no, no. That's not the way. You know, true leadership is sacrificial leadership."
不对，那个有牺牲的榜样不是这样子的。
And so, yeah, I think healthy leaders know have a healthy relationship to power.
健康的领导知道健康的，跟这个权力的健康关系是什么。
There's been some famous pastors recently in America that have been asked to step down because of abusive use of power.
有一些教会的牧师，他们被要求让他们不要做牧师了，因为他们滥用他们的权力。
There's a church not far from here in Clarence.
我在 Clarence 都有一个教会。
The pastor was asked to step down because he became abusive with his power.
那个牧师他滥用他的权力，所以被人要求他离开他的牧师的职位。
So this was a problem that Peter saw 2,000 years ago, and it's a problem today. So
是两千年以前彼得能看到的问题，现在还是一个问题。
So a healthy understanding of power, not being abusive with power.
要对权力有个健康的理解，不是滥用你的权力。
And the last one is a healthy understanding of eternity.
最后是要对永恒有健康的理解。
What does it say here in verse 4? And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive an unfading crown of glory.
第四节说到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
Yeah. There's a sense that these leaders are living for eternity and not this world.
这些领导者们，他们是为了永恒而生，而不是为这个俗世而生。
They anticipate Jesus returning again.
他们预备着耶稣再来。
And as they serve him, they glorify him, and they will receive eternal blessings from the Lord for this.
荣耀神，他们也受到了永恒的祝福。
So friends, Jesus calls the elders of these churches to be shepherds, not matadors.
耶稣要呼召这些教会的长老做牧者，而不是做斗牛士。
What does it say here in verse 4? Our chief shepherd, and when our chief shepherd appears, right?
这个第四节说我们的那个首要牧师牧长。
Yeah, Jesus is not a matador.
耶稣不是一个斗士。
The leaders of our churches need to be shepherds and not killers.
健康教会的领导者要是牧者。
And you know, this kind of leadership is not just for the elders. It extends to others in the church, women in the church, children in the church. May we all desire to be this kind of a leader.
不光是长老，就这样的领导力要延伸到教会的姐妹和孩子们。
Right. And so the application question I have here is this. I think this is it. Yeah. So how can you grow as a godly leader?
在应用问题就是作为一个敬虔的领导者，我如何成长？
How can you continue to grow in these qualities in your life?
你在你的生命中，在这些事情上如何成长？
And so, we've seen from this passage, number one, seek to have a plurality of leaders.
那第一就是要培养多名长老。
And number two,
领导者。
Seek to develop faithful leaders.
要培养忠实的领导者。
And then thirdly, you see here, seek to submit to your leaders.
然后第三个真理就是要努力的顺服你的领导者。
What does it say here, verse 5? Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders.
第五节说，你们年幼的也要顺服年长的。就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Yeah, specifically, it's here saying those of you who are younger, submit to the elders. So here again, is this is talking about elders and submission to the leaders.
就是又在说长老，就是要顺服教会里的领导者们。
If you know, if you've learned anything about American culture, there's nothing more scary to American people than the word submission.
你要是对美国的文化足够了解的话呢，美国人会觉得顺服这个词太可怕了。
Yeah, Americans do not like the word submission.
美国人不喜欢顺服这个词。
That's an evil word.
是一个很坏的词。
But this is a word used here in the Bible.
但是你在圣经里会经常看到顺服。
But I know for Chinese culture, this is submission is, you know, part of Chinese culture, right? It's more normal.
在中国的文化里面，有可能会更正常，就是顺服会更多一些。
Have you? I've shared these pictures with you before.
我以前可能分享过这个图片。
This is made by a Chinese student that went to Germany to study.
是一个到德国留学的中国学生，他做的图片。
And she noticed the differences between Chinese culture and Western culture.
他注意到了中国文化和西方文化的不同。
And so on the right is red, connotating Chinese culture.
右边是文化的红色的代表中国的文化。
And on the left is like Western or German culture.
左边是西方的或者是德国的文化。
And this stands for the boss. Boss. Who's the boss?
你就看见这个老板，那个首领，他很大。
Yep, the boss is big on the right hand side.
右边那个首领很大。
But over here, not too big. He's just kind of part of the group.
左边的那个他又不那么大，他就差不多跟他的组员差不多。
And so maybe some of you have noticed this difference between the cultures.
也许你们也注意到了这个文化中的不同。
Yeah, we noticed this when we were in China.
我们在中国的时候也注意到了。
For when I my interactions with my teacher, for example.
当我跟我的老师互动的时候。
Or interactions with a doctor.
跟医生互动的时候。
Or interactions with my boss.
或者跟我的老板互动的时候。
I was not used to being around the big boss.
我不习惯这个老板，他很大，强大。
So no matter what our cultural background here,
不管我们的文化背景是什么，
Peter is calling us to submit.
彼得在呼召我们顺服。
And so, maybe Chinese friends, this is no problem.
也许对中国朋友来说没问题。
Americans were like scared.
美国人就觉得很可怕。
No.
他说不要。
But I think really Peter is calling us to submit, and I think it's really rooted. This submission is first in our submission to Christ.
彼得呼召我们顺服，这个是基于我们对基督耶稣的顺服。
If we submit our lives to Christ, then we can then submit our lives to leaders in the church.
如果我们首先把我们的生命顺服于基督耶稣，我们就可以向我们教会的领导者顺服。
And so if you have a leader in your church that's a matador or a killer,
如果你的教会里有一个像斗牛士那样的领导者，
what do you do?
那你该怎么样呢？怎么做呢？
I would say, well, maybe it's not a good idea to submit to a killer.
也许你会说这样顺服那样的领导者不好，不合适。
It really takes two sides, right? Both sides.
会有这个事情有两面。
Leaders to be shepherds.Godly shepherds,
领导者要是牧者，是虔诚的牧者。
And the people to submit to those godly shepherds, right?
这个会众要向这个虔诚的领导者顺服。
And there can be abuse in a church. There can be abuse.
教会里面可能也会有权力的滥用。
So if there's abuse, do not submit to that abuse. God does not want that either.
如果有滥用的话，就不要顺服。神也不希望那个发生。
But you can have really godly, faithful shepherds, and you refuse to submit, and that's not good, also.
但是如果有敬虔的领导者，你又不愿意顺服，那就不好。
And so yeah, submit to your leaders.
所以向你的领导者们顺服。
Yeah. Actually, this question's wrong. I think that maybe it's wrong on the sheet I gave you. It's wrong, but the question this is right. is how can I grow in submission to my church leaders this week?
应用问题是这周我如何在顺服教会的领导者方面有所成长呢？
Yeah. So, something to think about here.
有些可以值得思考的问题。
And lastly, as we come here to verse 5, we learn a fourth truth about a healthy church, and what we learn here is this, seek to serve one another.
那第五个真理就是要努力互相服侍。
Yeah, what does it say here? Likewise, you who are younger, subject to the elders.
年幼的要顺服年长的。
Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility towards one another, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神啊，跟阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
This word "clothe yourselves" is very interesting.
就是给你啊穿着这个词很有趣。
In the Greek, it means to tie onto yourself.
在希腊文是这个给你自己系上一个什么束。
It's the only time it's used in the New Testament.
在新约里是唯一一次用。
And it really points to an event.That Jesus had with Peter.
他就是指的是那个，耶稣和彼得的一个经历。
Do you remember what happened in John 13 before Jesus went to the cross? What happened between Jesus and the disciples?
你们还记得在约翰福音十三章，在耶稣上十字架之前，他和他的门徒之间的发生的事情吗
？It says that Jesus took out his outer garments.
所以，耶稣就脱掉了他的衣服。
And then he tied a towel around his waist.
他给系上了一个毛巾。
It's the same idea, tying on a towel.
就是束上。
And then he began to wash the disciples' feet.
他就给门徒洗脚。
And the interaction with Peter was like, Lord, don't wash my feet, don't do that.
然后彼得就说，主啊，不要给我洗脚。
But finally, Jesus washes his feet.
最后，基督给他，耶稣给他洗脚了。
And then in John chapter 13, verse 15, it says, "I've given you an example."
在约翰十福音十三章十五节说，耶稣说我给了你一个示范。
And that you need to do this to others as well.
你也要照我所做的而行。
And so when Peter says here, "Clothe yourselves." With humility.
那彼得这里说要以谦卑束腰。
It's pointing right to Jesus when Jesus tied on that towel and washed the disciples' feet.
就是指的那个时候啊，耶稣他系上了一个毛巾给他的门徒洗脚。
Again, this is Peter writing this letter, and that's what Peter was recalling this story. You know, it's right in Peter's mind as he's writing First Peter.
这是彼得写的他写的书信，这是他在他的他在回忆他在他所经历的事情。
So friends, may we be a people that serve one another.
朋友们，让我们成为互相服侍的人。
Jesus Christ served us. He died on the cross for our sins.
耶稣基督为我们服侍，他在十字架上为我们受死。
He's our great example.
他给我们树立了一个伟大的榜样。
And now may we be people that serve others.
愿我们也成为为别人服侍的人。
May we wash one another's feet.
愿我们也会彼此洗脚。
You don't maybe that literally, but
不是字面上的。
But figuratively, may we wash one another's feet.
是比喻上的，为彼此洗脚，为彼此服侍。
So, application question: How can I serve people in my church?
应用问题是：这周我如何服侍他人呢
？Yeah, how can I serve others? So, yeah, good. Something good for us to think about.
一些值得我们思考的问题。
Friends, matadors.Make terrible shepherds.
朋友们，斗士他就会是很糟糕的牧者。
Thank goodness Jesus was not a matador.
感谢神，耶稣基督不是一个斗士。
He does not carry a sword when he's around us.
他到我们中间来的时候，他没有拿着剑。
No, Jesus is our shepherd who cares for us.
他是我们的牧者，他关爱我们。
He's our shepherd who washes our feet.
他是我们的牧者，他为我们洗脚。
He's our shepherd that does not kill.
他是我们的牧者，他来不是杀戮。
But instead, was killed for us.
他为我们舍命。
So to take away our sin.
所以能够除去我们的罪孽。
What's the song? Amazing Grace.
奇异恩典这首。
How sweet the sound.
何等甘甜。
That saved a wretch like me.
将我的罪挪去。
I once was lost, but now I'm found.
前我失丧，今被寻回。
I was lost, but now I see.
曾经瞎眼，现在能够得以看见。
Our shepherd left the 99 sheep to go searching for us.
我们的牧者他舍弃了99只羊，为了来寻找我们。
When we were lost, he found us.
当我们迷失的时候，他找到了我们。
So may we give our lives to sing about his grace.
让我们用我们的生命去颂赞他的恩典。
And may we seek to help build healthy churches.
让我们努力的去建造健康的教会。
So let me pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, thank you for this passage in 1 Peter. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you that Jesus is a shepherd and not a bullfighter. Thank you, Jesus, that you carry a staff and not a sword. Thank you, Jesus, that you don't kill, but rather were killed for us so that we can have a relationship with God. Thank you, Jesus, that you left the 99 sheep to come after us when we were lost. Thank you for your love and grace, and Lord, help us now to be people that are loving and that serve others as well. Jesus, we thank you that you are our example and give us the power to be a healthy church. And I pray that you would continue to bless this church as my brothers and sisters worship you here and live for you here in Buffalo, New York. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. I thought we could move into a time of communion now. Let me read out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 27. For I received from the Lord what also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he also took the cup after the supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Then it says here in 27, whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body of the Lord. Verse 28, let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. So I thought, firstly, we can just take some time to pray. 我们可以先祷告。 We can pray first and just take time to examine our hearts. And then we'll go on to eat the bread and the wine. So let's first take some time to silently pray, and then we'll move on.